Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Billahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum wa shkuru li wa la takfurun. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed us with the name Al-Muhsi, Al-Mubdi'u, Al-Mu'idu, all beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded in the Asma'ul Husna. I believe in the last session we covered the name Al-Muhsi, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full count of everything in this world. Your every heart beats in the chest, the heart that is pumping, even the heart beats, that knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amount of steps that are taken during your lifetime as you walk, that is also in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Muhsi means that Allah has your complete knowledge. Your complete data is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just with this elite creation, Hazrat-e-Insan, but everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All your deeds, every action that a person has done in his lifetime, the salah that you have performed, when you raise your finger in your salah, when you're sitting for the posture of at-tahiyyat, the glance that you take, everything, every information that your ear records, everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is muhsi. On the day of qiyamah, insan will say, Mali hadhal kitab la yughadiru saghira wala kabira illa ahsaha. What is the matter with this book of deeds? Everything, every little has been recorded. Everything will be recorded. Even your cough, that is also recorded. How you were feeling at that time, your body temperature, that is also recorded. Every information is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bifazlillah, we covered that beautiful name, Al-Muhsi. Another very important name, and inshallah, it's important for us to understand these beautiful names. After Al-Muhsi is Al-Mubdi'u and Al-Mu'idu. Al-Mubdi means the one who starts everything, the one who starts everything, as in the beginning of everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mubdi means the one who starts everything that you see. The beginning of everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is also his attribute, Al-Mubdi. Understand this, my respected brothers. For an example, humanity, Allah has created insan, and the first man is who? Hazrat-e Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mubdi for Hazrat-e Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The first creation is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Humanity started by Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So everything that comes to your mind, in whichever direction you look at, you want to point your fingers towards something, and if you point your finger straight, back, on your right, left, up, down, everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one with whom everything starts. The beginning of everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stars Allah has created. The beginning of the stars is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun Allah has created. Every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Mubdi. The one who starts everything. Now if we understand this name, inshaAllah, we will secure our iman. We will protect our iman. We live in a time, Allah save us, in which people reject everything. And they say, Al-Iyazu Billah, that this dunya came into existence with an explosion, the Big Bang Theory or whatever. And these gases that were out, and all of a sudden everything assembled in the right way, in the right manner. And that is how this world came into existence. Now can you imagine, my respected brothers, that you are sitting in your house, and from your living room outside you can see what is happening, and for someone to say all of a sudden this beautiful car that is parked in front of me, I had seen the parts of the car that were flying in every direction, and then they came in front of me, and then they were assembled in the right way, the engine and every part of the car, and everything was assembled, and now I have in front of me, in front of my house, this beautiful car. What would you call that man? Jazakallah. What would you call him? Crazy. If you talk like that, they will call you, you'll say to him, "Bhai, you're not fit to be an imam. He's a crazy man." So you would call that person crazy who talks like that. But yet, there are people in this world who say this. With an explosion, everything came into existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't be fooled, don't be deceived. Reflect upon my beautiful names. Who am I? I am Al-Mubdi. The one that starts everything. Allah is the one that starts everything. Everything starts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in this beautiful creation, it begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mubdi. That is why in the Arabic language, the one who does not believe in Allah, in the Sharia terminology, we call him a kafir. What do we call him? A kafir. Kafir is not a swear word. Kafir is not a swear word. It is a name that is given to that person who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran speaks of this, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, read just now in the first rakat, لَا أَعْبُدُوا مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And so, kafara, the root words in the Arabic language, means someone who is ungrateful, disloyal. Someone who is ungrateful, disloyal. Someone who is rejecting the truth. And so that is why a label is given to those who deny and reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are from amongst the kafirin. That they are ungrateful. They have rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That name is given to them because they reject and they say that no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Aliyazu Billah, is not the creator, Allah is not the Khaliq. Or that a person will worship something else. Tawbah Aliyazubillah. Tawbah Aliyazubillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why, my respected brothers, we have to make sure that our iman is very, very strong. Very strong. It has to be very, very powerful. We have to worship only one Allah. And Allah is the creator. And He has beautiful attributes. The durus that we give right now are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mubdi. Everything begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first face given to Adam alayhi salam, that face was given by Hazrat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Every image, every face you see, the face of this creation, everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then another name will with Al-Mubdi to understand is Al-Mu'idu. Al-Mu'idu. Al-Mubdi and Al-Mu'idu, inshallah, if we understand this, life becomes easy. Our iman will become strong. Al-Mu'id means that Allah is the originator of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the originator of everything. What does Al-Mu'id means originator? For an example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the complete power to return anything, any entity, anything back to its original form. That is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an example, if somebody is alive, so he's alive for 50 years or 60 years or 70 years, then death comes to him. So now he is dead. In case somebody thinks that how and who will resurrect this individual, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامِ وَهِيَ رَمِيمِ, these bones that have decayed, who will bring them back alive? Who will bring them back alive? What will happen to them? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it very clear that I am Al-Mu'id. Changes, transformation, destruction, whatever happens, the seasons may change, the years may go pass by and a lot of things are different. But Allah has the power to return anything back to its original form. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that even when a person is dead, I am Al-Mu'id, I will bring it back to its original shape and form. So much so, in the hadith it comes, that even the foreskin during circumcision, when khatna is done, that skin that is cut, on the day of Qiyamah, that skin will be with that human being. That skin will be with that human being. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mu'id. And so we have to be very, very careful with these asma, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to ponder. Sometimes what happens is that Allahu Akbar, a person is having a good life all the time. Then things can suddenly change. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mu'id. He is also the originator. Somebody might be very, very ill. Allah gave him health and now he becomes very, very ill. But at the same time, he is also Al-Mu'id. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to return good health back to him, Allah can return good health back to him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change everything to its original form. That is why, my respected brothers, we have to live in this dunya in such a way that we don't become too comfortable. And when a person becomes very, very comfortable, sometimes he has a tendency to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why there is one amazing dua of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a dua that we should always make. This dua is in the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. Kana min du'ai Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this was the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. O Allah, I seek refuge in you, that you snatch away from me the blessings that you have given me. That you snatch away the blessings that you have given me. All the time, subhanallah, he was in his comfort zone. And then all of a sudden, within seconds, things change in his life. Everything changes in his life. Allah. Suddenly things change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. One heart attack can change a person's life. One illness can change a person's life. One sudden death in the family will change the entire structure of the family. Allahu Akbar. You open up a business and you invested all your money in a business. It didn't work. Everything changes. Allahu Akbar. You got married to a person and you think that, you know, mashallah, this is the best person for me, the right person for me. All of a sudden there are problems. Doesn't work out. And there is a divorce, whatever. And so things change suddenly. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, make dua. Allahumma inna na'uzu bika min zawali ni'matik. Allah, I seek your refuge in, I seek refuge in you that my blessings are snatched away, taken away. Zawal means taken away. And then, watahawuli afiyatik. O Allah, I seek refuge in you that all of a sudden, you take away from me my safety and comfort zone. My safety and comfort zone. Afiyat means when a person is living in afiyat, that means he is living in his comfort and with safety. He is living in his comfort and in safety. I remember many years ago when I went to Syria. When I went to Syria at that time, subhanallah, in my heart I was saying that what a beautiful country. Subhanallah. You know, this is a portion of paradise. The people there, the taxi drivers that were there at that time, they would have a Quran on the dashboard. And when we went to one of the masjids to listen to the Jumu'ah Bayan, the Sheikh gave a lecture. I still remember that lecture. And he covered the topic of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Incredible people. And all the books that are there in the libraries, all the mashaykh that are there and everything. A beautiful country. Beautiful country. Syria, Sham. And you can't even think that after a few years, everything can change. Everything can change. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Al-mubdi. Everything begins with me. I give it to you. I give it to you. I have done everything. Al-mu'id. I am the originator. I am also the originator. Things can change. Things can change. And they change all the time. Afiyat. Afiyat is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, make this dua, I seek refuge in you, Ya Allah, that you snatch away from me my safety and comfort zone. Today we are sleeping, mashallah. But imagine if something was to happen, a riot, or something that is there as an example in Europe. Something that occurred, the genocide in Bosnia. In Bosnia, what happened? Oh, a lot of the times that you see in many countries, civil war. Anything can happen. وَتَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ وَتَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ People go crazy. People become depressed. A man who is intelligent, now he can't speak. Now he can't speak. He does not know where he is. What's happening? And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. وَفُجَاتِ نِقْمَتِكَ وَجَمِيعِ سَخَتِكَ And O Allah, I seek refuge in you, that you suddenly punish me. What a dua. I seek refuge in you, that you decide to suddenly punish me. Allah, don't suddenly punish me. And O Allah, I seek refuge in you from all that which will incur your anger, which will incur your displeasure. Jisse Allah tu naraz hota ho. Wa jami'i sakhatik. So this was the dua that Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was doing all the time. One day a person is a poor man, has nothing. The next day this man becomes a millionaire, a very rich man. In a few years the rich man, everything changes for him. He's in the streets. Allahu Akbar. One sheikh was doing bayan and he says that I have seen this with my eyes. The father who owned so many properties, and the properties were so huge and vast that they were train tracks running upon his land, the land that he owned. Train tracks. For miles and miles and miles he would own properties. And in my own life, the sheikh says that I have seen that his sons were begging on the streets. Everything Allah had taken away. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from trials and tribulation. That is why all the time we need to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mubdi'u, Al-Mu'id, the originator. Everything, Allah is the one who starts everything. The beginning of everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is this beautiful example in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test three individuals from amongst Banu Israel. And so an angel came in the form of a human being and went to three individuals from amongst the Banu Israel. One man was abras, skin disease, leprosy. And so the angel came to him in the human form and said to him that, can I assist you in any way? So he looked at this man and saw him to be a pious man and said that only if you make dua for me that Allah gives me shifa and cure and gives me beautiful skin. So he said, that is not a problem. That is not a problem. And what he did is that the angel placed the hands on his body and instantly he was cured. Instantly he was cured. Then the angel said to him that, is there anything else that you want? And he said, yes. What I want is naqatan ashra. I want a pregnant camel so that I can also start a business. The angel made dua and that pregnant camel was there given to him. In a few years, this man became very, very rich. MashaAllah, he owned many, many farms that were filled with camels. Then the angel went to a second individual who was bold, Aqra. The angel said to him, do you want anything? He said, yes, you know, I want hair, so I look handsome. So the angel placed the hands on the head and instantly, MashaAllah, hair was given to him and mashallah, he was happy. So the angel said, do you want anything else? He said, yes, baqaratan hamila. You know, pregnant cow would be good. So again, cows were given to him. In a few years, again, this man owned a farm filled with cows. Very, very rich. Then another man, third man who was a'ma, blind. Blind. So he went to the blind man, do you want anything? And he said, yes, eyesight. And again, placed the hands on the eyes and instantly eyesight was given to him. Instantly. Subhanallah. And then said to him that, do you want anything else? And he said, yes, I want goats. So goats were given to him, and also this man became very, very rich. The entire valley was filled with goats. And so after a few years, the angel went back to him as a poor man and said to that first individual, the owner of the camels, that I am a musafir, a man in need, can you help me? So you've got so many camels, if you spare me one camel from the camels that you have. And sometimes this is what happens, you know, when a person, Allah gives him a lot of wealth, he becomes bakhil. What does he become? Bakhil. Instead of being generous, he becomes a miser. And so, he said, it's very difficult for me, I have a lot of commitments and, you know, all these camels that I own, it's very difficult for me just to give you one camel. So the angel said, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago there was a man who helped you, and that is how you earned your wealth. And he said, no, this is my own doing. This is my own doing. And so the angel said, "Theek bhai, in kunta kadhiban fasayyaraka Allahu ala ma kunta alay." You know, if you're lying, that then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring you back in your original form. And so remember, Allah is al-mu'idu. Allah is the originator. Allah can change things. And immediately this man became an abras, again with the skin disease, and everything was taken away from him. And he goes back to the second man, again said, "By give me one cow at least." And he said, "No, it's very difficult. Times are hard. Times are difficult. It's very, very difficult." Really, my respected brothers, what we don't understand is when we actually give in the path of Allah, Allah increases our knowledge, our wealth. Allah increases our wealth. When you give in the path of Allah, try it. Try it with this in your mind, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, when you give, Allah will give you more. Try it. Especially when you're feeling that things are hard for me. When bukhl is inside you. At that time you give. And you see how things change for you. Subhanallah. There was this one great buzrug of Allah, wali of Allah. And Allah had blessed him with a lot of wealth. And somebody said to him, "How did you become such a rich man?" And he said, "I became rich by only giving in the path of Allah. Whatever came to me, I started giving. Whatever came to me. And as I would give, Allah would give me. As I would give, Allah would give me. As I would give, Allah would give me. And my intention was that Allah has said this in the Quran, so Allah will make me rich." A man came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "O Nabi of Allah, you know, I want wealth, I'm a poor man." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Get married." So he said, "Hazrat, I can't look after myself. How will I look after another person?" Allah's Nabi said, "Get married." And then he got married. And then again he came, "O Nabi of Allah, things are still hard for me." Allah's Nabi said, "Get married again." I'll stop here because women are listening at home. Women are listening at home. You see, Sharia is not with our aqal. Every power is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is testing you. And so khair, this man who owned a lot of cows, he said no. And then the same thing, everything was returned back to him. And then the blind person, the angel came to him, and this blind man was an intelligent person. So the blind man who was once blind, the angel said to him, "You know, can you give me one goat?" So he says, "One goat? Khud ma shi'ta. Take everything with you. I had nothing." One day this man came and gave me dua, and this is the barakat of that dua. Khud ma shi'ta. Look, you are a musafir. You have come to me. Take whatever you want. And the angel said, "I want nothing from you. This was an exam, a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have passed your test. Two have failed, one has passed." And so we need to understand that Allah is Al-Mubdi and Allah is Al-Mu'id. Just to conclude with one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes in our community we will hear of information, oh, that person is in the prison now, or that person committed that crime, or that person did this, and that person did that, and that person did this. And sometimes you know him, sometimes he is in your locality, sometimes you don't know that individual. But then we like to transmit that to others, and have you heard of that person, have you heard of this person, and sometimes you might even joke about that individual. How can he do that? Imagine what a badmash that he was. Imagine this, imagine that, how he was. He went for Hajj, you know, he's got a beard, and Allahu Akbar, you know, that person is a hafiz of the Quran, and how can so and so person do that? By human beings do mistakes. Human beings do a mistake. Sayyya ghalat. What is between that individual is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we are told in the hadith is, لا تظهر الشماتة لأخيك. Don't rejoice over the difficulty of your brother. Don't rejoice over the difficulty of your brother. فَيَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ. You know, if you rejoice, there's a possibility that Allah will show mercy to him. وَيَبْتَلِيَكَ. And the same difficulty that was on him will replace you, will be on you. These are the words of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam in Tirmizi Sharif. And so we have to be very, very careful. Let us mind our own business. Our relationship is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make dua. Let us make dua. Subhanallah. You don't hate the sinful person, you hate the sin. What is it? We are told to hate the sin. This is something very important. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ta'if, they were throwing stones at him. He didn't do baddua. Allah's Nabi made a dua that they don't understand my position. They don't know who I am. Oh Allah, forgive them. Oh Allah, forgive them. Today, I don't know what kind of Muslims they are. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Can they even be called as Muslims? Going around with knives and killing people and killing a priest, 85-year-old priest. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Does Islam teach you that? You go out and you kill somebody. Can you be called a Muslim? Can you be called a Muslim? Who are these individuals that are giving Islam such a bad name? Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is about akhlaq, good manners. Islam, in Islam we don't harm anyone, not even animals. From a Muslim only khair and goodness can come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول آفيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.